You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, wherever you're tuning in from. Welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased, as I always am, that you are all here with us today. We've got another wonderful show in store for you. I hope you will enjoy it. Of course, you know, we always do our best to bring you the most interesting, fascinating people who can help give you a different perspective on life. I also, before I begin the show, I just want to give a big shout out to my friends and colleagues in the Evolutionary Business Council. We ran a wonderful deep dive this past weekend on the future of technology and leadership. We had wonderful speakers, a great turnout. It was a very impactful weekend. We got some tremendous feedback from all the attendees. I really appreciate everyone who came out. I appreciate the speakers, and we'll see where it leads us to in the future, but I'm hoping it'll lead to some really wonderful stuff. Okay, so without further ado, let's get started. Of course, as I always do, starting off with a little section of my book, Everyday Awakening. I think I've only got about four sections left, so we're getting real close to the end of the book. Still got to figure out, what am I going to do afterwards? So let me know how you would like me to begin my show in the future once I finish going through the book. I would love to hear your comments and suggestions. You can always reach me at sam@theconsciousconsultant. All right. Today's section is entitled Surrender is About Life, Allowing Life to Lead Us. Surrender is not about giving up. It is not about giving in. It is not about quitting. It is about allowing life to be our guide. It is about listening to the whispers of the universe. It is about giving up control and expectation. When we surrender, we release resistance. We stop forcing things to go a certain way. We allow a greater intelligence to show us the way. We can surrender and still have our sovereignty, still have choice, still have agency in our lives. Yet if we truly surrender to the ebb and flow of life, we begin to feel more at ease. Life becomes less hard. And without realizing it, we begin to receive more. more of what we want, more joy, more happiness, more abundance. Ultimately, we are surrendering something deep within us, something that is innately connected to the fabric of the universe that is below the level of our awareness. It is submerged within the depths of our soul and on a level of the fabric of life itself. How do we surrender to this aspect of ourselves? By letting go of the need to be right, by letting go of the need to be first, by letting go of the need to be in control, by allowing what is to just be without judgment, by allowing what is to unfold as it wants to, by seeing the perfection in everything, even when it is not what we would choose. Surrendering is a path to peace. The sooner we surrender, the sooner we will be at ease. Where in your life can you find more peace by surrendering? So this is something that I came to a few years ago, you know, after I started really doing the ceremonial work and doing some really deep inner work around this idea of surrendering. And, you know, in Western civilization, this idea of surrendering has kind of a negative connotation to it. It's kind of like, well, if we're surrendering, we're giving up our authority. We're giving up on ourselves. We're giving up on what we want. And what I realized was that all of that societal program was really all backwards. It's all based on a very materialistic, physical, very sort of short-sighted in a way, perspective on life. It's a very ego-driven idea that giving up is a bad thing because our ego doesn't like to give up. But what I've discovered for myself in my own life is that when I give up, when I let go of what I'm holding on to so tightly, usually when I'm holding on to it so tightly, it's not even coming. It's not there. I don't have it. And when I let go of that grasping, that it makes room for life to bring me something even better than what I was grasping at. Something even more profound. And I realized that surrendering, it's not about giving up control, because the act of surrendering is an active act. We're in control. We don't have to surrender. It's a choice. Yet when we do surrender, what are we surrendering to? We're not surrendering to another person. We're not surrendering to some, you know, individual who's more powerful than we are, any other nonsense like that. Surrendering is an internal process. It's surrendering to life itself. It's surrendering to the magic that the universe can bring to us. It's surrendering to our mental idea that things should be different than what they are. And of course, when we're in pain, when we're suffering from trauma, when we're triggered, when there's all kinds of things going on that don't feel good, and we just want to get past it, and we just want to be done with it. This idea of surrender can be very challenging. I mean, when things are going well, yeah, it's easy to surrender. Yeah, everything's great. Life is wonderful. I can surrender that. But it doesn't work that way. When we surrender, we have to surrender to all of life, not just to the good parts of life. We have to surrender to the pain, the misfortune, the disappointments, the fact that maybe our life isn't exactly the way we mentally think it should be. But it's so interesting, and I've seen it with many people I've worked with over the years, that once we surrender, we let go of our expectations, we let go of our desire to control things and to make things the way we think they should be, that suddenly life gets easier. That suddenly things start coming to us that feed us and uplift us, that help us in ways that we could never have imagined before. And it's like, oh, gee, I wish I had surrendered sooner. Like, if this is what it took to bring all the things that I wanted, why didn't I surrender sooner? It's such a paradox. Because we think that, I mean, we have to effort, we have to force, we have to use, force instead of sinking into where our true power lies. And so I wrote this section because I just wanted to share with people what I've felt inside. And it's really kind of funny because when I look back over my life, and I don't mean just like the last 10 years or so, but when I look back over the last 40, 50 years, one of the things that I always did in an almost unconscious way was I surrendered to what life was putting in front of me. And it was not always easy. It was challenging. There were very hard times. And to be honest, I didn't always deal with things the best way. I didn't always truly give in and surrender. I surrendered to a point, but not fully. But it was a process. But it was something that I feel like when I look over my life, I did more than most people coming from the kind of background that I came from. And so sometimes people ask me, what's my superpower? And I say my superpower is I surrender to life. I just let life take me where it wants to take me, and I just allow myself to go along for the ride. Doesn't mean I don't have goals. Doesn't mean I don't have desires. Doesn't mean I don't have intentions. And there aren't things that I want to happen. And it doesn't mean I surrender all the time. I'm a human being. I resist surrendering like everyone else. But it's reminders like this that help to remind me of the magic and the beauty in surrendering to life. And so I hope this resonates with you in some way, and that maybe even encourages you a little bit to try surrendering a little bit more in your own life and seeing what happens. And if you do, I would love to hear about it. So your mission, should you choose to accept it, try surrendering to life this week and let me know what happens over the next week while you're trying to surrender, and share with me, with your friends, with people you know, what happens when you really, really, in your heart of hearts, surrender to life. I'd be very curious to hear. All right. So again, that's the section of my book. The section is entitled Surrender is about allowing life to lead us. And that's from my book, Everyday Awakening, which you can get at www.everydayawakeningbook.com. And of course, if you want to get it from your small independent bookstore, please do. Just ask them to order it. We're in major distributors, so any small independent bookstore should be able to order it for you. Just ask for Everyday Awakening by Sam Leibowitz. Okay, so let's get on with the show. We just got a couple of minutes. So let me, before we go to break, introduce you to my guest this week, because I am so pleased to welcome to the show coach, mentor, speaker, author, meditation advocate, and teacher, Ipek Williamson. With a passion for guiding people through the complexities of modern life, Ipek specializes in helping overwhelmed individuals harness a profound sense of peace and harmony, very much in alignment with what we're talking about. Her coaching methodology draws inspiration from core values, mental fitness, and mind mastery, allowing her clients to unearth their latent potential. She adeptly navigates them through the turbulent waters of change, enabling them to embrace transformations with unwavering confidence and boundless joy, all on their own terms. Her impact extends beyond her coaching prowess with a portfolio of over 80 acclaimed meditations on the Insight Timer app. She shares her wisdom and leads live meditation sessions, captivating audiences with her soothing presence and transformative guidance. Her influence transcends individual interactions. She brings her transformative teachings to life through workshops, courses, and training sessions tailored for individuals, groups, teams, and corporations alike. Welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Ipek.
Thank you very much, Sam. I just want to correct one thing, though. My name is pronounced as Ipek.
Ipek. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
I usually always ask my guests before we go live, like how to pronounce the name, but I'm very visual guy. So Ipek, I'm so sorry. Where are you originally from? What kind of name is Ipek?
Yes. Well, it's not a surprise that you mispronounced it because it's not a very common name, obviously, because I'm originally from Turkey, Istanbul. I was born in Istanbul, Turkey, and it's a Turkish name and it means silk in my mother tongue. And I moved to Canada 16 years ago. So I'm both Canadian and a Turkish citizen now. And I'm married to a Canadian, amazing man. So hence my last name is very much English. It's Williams.
So I got to know now that you've opened the can of worms. So what's your Turkish, what's your maiden last name?
Oh, it was Özürkür. It's a very difficult word. Özürkür.
Wow. Wonderful. Yeah. Well, I love it. I love all cultures around the world. I just find them so fascinating for their differences and for their similarities.
Absolutely. Yeah. Turkey is a very Mediterranean country and very similar to cultures of Italy, Spain, Greece. Yeah.
I've only been in the Turkish airport on my way to Israel, but I actually really look forward to visiting Turkey one day and seeing the sights. I've so many people I know have been there. So I'm just curious. We're a little over time, but I just got to ask you one question before we go to our first break, and that is, was this a pull towards like meditation and coaching and this kind of stuff, was this something that was always with you, or is this something that kind of developed later in life for you?
It developed later, but since I was a younger adult, I had an interest in like law of attraction and the secret and all that kind of concepts. But later in life. I was an executive assistant over 20 years, but then I left my career, and when I was looking for something else while already meditating for a few years, it was kind of obvious choice for me, because I have been coaching with so many people already. So it was later in life, a few years ago, but I was getting ready for that for all my life, actually.
Gotcha. Wonderful. Wonderful. All right. Let's go to break real quick. And when we come back, let's talk about sort of that process of how you went from being an executive assistant to a meditation teacher, and sort of what that was like for you and what you've learned in the process. Okay.
Sure.
Wonderful. So everyone, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this every Thursday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern. And we will be right back with our guest, Ipek Williamson, in just a moment.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business, or SMB guy. And I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a high-achieving, growth-oriented leader? Are you interested in developing your authentic leadership while creating a healthy, inclusive workplace? Hi, I'm Dr. Mara Brathu, host of The Hard Skills on talkradio.nyc at 1 p.m. Eastern on Fridays, where we discuss how leaders develop the hard skills needed to make a greater impact. We interview experts, have live coaching, and tackle these challenges. Listen to The Hard Skills on Fridays at 1 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
What really drives success in business? Introducing Intangify, the show that explores the intangible assets that create value and growth. I'm Matthew Asbell, your host and an attorney focused on innovation. Join me Fridays at noon Eastern to discover how innovation, culture, and other intangibles shape thriving companies, from startups to established businesses. We'll share strategies to unleash your business's true potential. Tune in live on talkradio.nyc Fridays at noon Eastern and Intangify your business today.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. And we're speaking this hour with Ipek Williamson. So Ipek, I mean, you had a relatively normal career, right? Executive assistant, you know, working in sort of normal environment. You had started meditating, and then you just, when you left, you had already started meditating, but what was it that when you left being an executive assistant kind of like drew you towards, like, maybe I should learn more about this, or maybe I should move more in this direction? Like, what was it that was kind of either nudging you that way or pulling you in a strong fashion that way?
Sam, leaving my career as an executive assistant after 20 years was not my choice, but it was a result of some unhappy events, let's say. At the end, I told that story in the book Mission Hope, where I wrote a chapter about that whole experience, and how it impacted me, how I felt like my identity was taken away from me, and then I went into a deep depression period, even though it was short. And to get out of that, I was meditating really religiously every day, multiple times, and trying to find my next path, because I knew that that door was closed to me. I was not able to even go for interviews because it was like kind of PTSD for me. So I realized that I have to find another path for myself. And meditating and meditating and asking the question, what's next, what's next, what's next? And one day, I remember like yesterday, I was meditating in our backyard porch and said, be patient. So I literally heard that. And then I said, okay, then I'm going to be patient. And very soon after, some people started to show up in my reality. And soon enough, I was nudged toward creating a practice as a coach. And to do that, get the training, obviously. So I started my training. I started my training as a coach and also as a meditation teacher. And then... right away, I started to connect with clients, and since then I never stopped. I loved it. I found out that meditation and coaching are my ikigai. I don't know if you are familiar with that word, but that's those things are teaching meditation and coaching people is really the things that light me up.
Right.
So it's my North Star. Yeah. That's how I started.
Your happy place, right?
So, yes, it is.
But it's a different experience between just being a meditator yourself and then actually teaching meditation. Mm-hmm. And so I'm curious, when you started teaching it, like, what did you see in the people that came to you? Like, why were they coming to you? And how did meditation help them with whatever they were dealing with at the moment?
So the reason why I wanted to become a meditation teacher was, and also more so an advocate of meditation, because I must say, it really literally saved me. Like going through those hard times, it was my go-to and saved me so well that I wanted other people to benefit from the same. Because I know everybody is going through hard times in their lives, and there is a tool that is available free of charge for everyone that they can benefit from. So I thought, going from 2020 to 21, my New Year resolution was, I want to touch 10,000 people through meditation. And I didn't know how at all. But I was studying meditation and teaching meditation. But I didn't know how I'm going to connect with that many people. Mm-hmm. And then another friend of mine, she's a yoga nidra teacher and a coach. She mentioned to me the Insight Timer app. And the moment she did that, I'm going to get to other people, I'm going to connect with other people and teach them meditation. And right away, I started my process of application as a teacher. And it's been over 2 years now. I have 5,000 followers there. I do twice a week live sessions. I have over 80 meditations published there, and over 150,000 times they were played. Wow. So it was really a miracle that It came right in front of me and I took it. I surrendered.
There you go. That's where surrender comes in. That's amazing. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Okay, Ipek, we're going to take another quick break. And when we come back, I'd like to talk about like, what are the benefits of meditation? And like, how can meditation help people today? Because I see today, like so much is changing. Futures are so uncertain. And let's just talk about, I mean, some of the benefits are obvious, but like, how does meditation really support people to get through sort of a challenging time where there's so much change going on and people don't know like what things are going to be like in a year or 2 years from now? Okay. Wonderful.
Sure.
So everyone, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. And we will be right back with our guest in just a moment.
Are you passionate about the conversation around racism? Hi, I'm Reverend Dr. TLC, host of the Dismantle Racism Show, which airs every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc. Join me and my amazing guests as we discuss ways to uncover, dismantle, and eradicate racism. That's Thursdays at 11 o'clock a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
In a post-COVID world, you may have many unanswered questions regarding your health. Are you looking to live a healthier lifestyle? Do you have a desire to learn more about mental health and enhance your quality of life? Or do you just want to participate in self-understanding and awareness? I'm Frank R. Harrison, host of Frank About Health, and each Thursday, I will tackle these questions and work to enlighten you. Tune in every Thursday at 5 p.m. on talkradio.nyc, and I will be Frank About Health to...
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Advocate for all of us.
Hey, everybody, it's Tommy D, the nonprofit sector connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host a program, Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Welcome back. So, Ipek, you've been through a very difficult time in your life, and a lot of people right now are feeling very uncertain, really not sure where things are going, what's going on. How can meditation, how can they help them to really you know, face all of these challenges and deal with challenging times when we don't even know where we're going anymore.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you for this question, because I'm a change champion. I call myself as a change champion, and I really love change and uncertainty, unlike most of people, because when I look at uncertainty or change, I see possibilities and opportunities instead of challenges. But I am an exception, of course, because the human mind doesn't like to deal with uncertainty. In general, we want to know what is on the horizon and what will happen next, what we can expect. Because we like to feel secure, and security comes with certainty. And if we know what will happen, even if it might be something negative, we can get ready for it. We can start the process of accepting it and looking for a way of living with it. But if we don't know what will happen, where we will be in a few weeks or months, that gives us anxiety and worry. And uncertainty involves operating in unknown situations where the consequences are completely unpredictable. And these kinds of risks make us uncomfortable. But overall, we know that they can be managed and potentially influenced. Actually, if we didn't, then there would be no entrepreneurs starting new businesses every day, or people making any kind of big decisions like emigrating to another country, just like I did more than a decade ago, or starting a new life in a brand new city, changing careers, and so on. One of the biggest challenges we have in coping with uncertainty is anxiety. And being faced with the unknown is scary, and it is uncomfortable because we are not in a space that we know and we can control. As you said before, like surrender and control, like because we want to be in control of things, and whenever things get out of control, we have difficulty to. Where meditation and mindfulness come into play is that it really helps us to deal with our fears, embrace the uncertainty, and see it as something that keeps us on our toes. And in my vision, in my perspective, it's really brings me excitement about my role in whatever is in my future. So we can choose to see uncertain times as an opportunity to challenge ourselves in terms of being flexible, creative, and excited. And we can choose to be positive and motivate ourselves, thinking and believing that whatever is coming our way will bring us goodness, happiness, and peacefulness. Only by being in that state of mind will help us to deal with it. And in order to deal with uncertainty, as I said, like meditation has been for me like a medication, really, because it really removed the notion of fear from my system. And because I could do that myself, I know that everybody can, because my belief is if one person could do something, I can do that too. And it's the same for everyone in the world. We are all made of the same cloth, and we all have same capabilities, as long as we choose to go for them, like not like throw soil on top of it, but excavate and bring them to the surface. So
let me ask you
a few strategies.
I want to ask you. So, like, how would you recommend somebody start with meditation, or how would you recommend they sort of start on this path when they're in the middle of like some crisis or some change or something that's causing them some anxiety?
There are quite a few things that I can offer or recommend. First of all, there is no one right way of meditation. There are as many as the number of people in the world. Right. So everyone's recipe or everyone's prescription is different. So whatever resonates with you is the best. But if I even wrote a book about it, it's called Live Your Life in a Meditative State. And in that short and sweet ebook, easy and effortless ways of meditation, because there are so many myths in people's minds around meditation. Oh, I have to be quiet. I have to keep my mind quiet for this time period. I have to sit still. I have to sit up tall and in the lotus position for 20, 30, 50 minutes. No. It doesn't have to be that way. And you can even start with a few mindful breaths, even taking a few seconds per day and starting with that. When I work with clients who never meditated before, I ask them to meditate 1 minute per day, 1 minute. And it could be just taking really conscious breaths. That's all. And I don't let them go more than 1 minute.
Oh, interesting.
Only 1 minute. You're not going to go 2 minutes.
Yeah.
By doing that, I invoke some kind of, okay, I want to do more. Next time they come and I want to do more. Can I go to 2 minutes? And because coming and pull everything that you want to create, the willingness to, I am telling them to do that. So meditation builds up. It builds up in our system, really, just like a medication that we take for a long while and then it starts working, really. So yeah. Those are things that I implement.
Very cool. Very cool. I love that idea of just start with 1 minute and don't go any longer, and then maybe 2 minutes and then maybe 3 minutes, and build it up slowly but surely. And I agree, like so many people have this preconception of what meditation is and how do you do it. And it's really much more flexible and much more varied than people's idea. And, you know, like I live next to Central Park. So I love to take a walking meditation and go in the park and walk and just be mindful and present to the trees and the grass and the nature around me, so that it doesn't have to be just a sitting still meditation, right?
Yes, yes. There are so many ways, even eating, like savoring something, one bite of chocolate, or chore meditation. Like there are so many things that we do daily that we can turn them into mindful moments.
Yeah.
Pockets of time during our day.
Right. I used to joke with my wife back when I would iron my own shirts. I was like, this is my ironing meditation.
Yes. I have a friend, actually. Ironing is one of her meditation methods, because she says she feels anything that puts you in a state of flow is a way of meditation and mindfulness. So we are already, most of us are already doing it without knowing. So what I'm bringing into the equation is being more mindful and doing it intentionally.
Right. And that, I think, is really the key. It's being intentional. It's like, before you go to engage in it, like taking a moment to go like, okay, this is going to be a practice. I'm going to be working on being more present and more mindful during this practice I'm about to do, whatever the practice is. And that when we bring that sort of higher state of awareness to it, like then it can really serve us in a lot of different ways, is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you know what? There is also another tool that I recently started to use, because I'm also a positive intelligence coach. Positive intelligence brings like 2 minutes, 2 minutes, 2 minutes, three times 2 minutes mindfulness exercises that for people who don't want to sit for longer time periods to meditate. There is that too.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious, when someone comes to you and they have some challenge and you give them some kind of meditation practice, mm-hmm. how long does it usually take before you see a change in them, or before they see a change in themselves? Like, how long before they really start to feel like, oh my God, I feel so different now?
It really depends on the person. You know, because I'm a meditation teacher, it doesn't mean I implement meditation with everybody. Right. It's so tailor-made. My coaching approach is very much personal. So we build the best recipe, best prescription that mm-hmm. works for them. So, but in general, what I see is if they are serious and they really want to bring a difference, change in their lives, into their lives, we see a change within 1 to 2 months.
Ah, okay. 1 to 2 months. So yeah, that's a typical thing. Like a new habit takes about 30 days for you to really start to notice something, and 90 days to really solidify it, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. All right. It's time for us to take our last break of the show. And when we come back, let's talk about, where do you see things going for yourself, and like where your clients are taking you? Like, are people showing up that are challenging you in different ways? Are you seeing like some different types of things that people are showing up with compared to when you first started teaching meditation and coaching with people? Just want to get a sense of sort of the shift over time. Okay.
Sure.
Awesome. So everyone, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this every Thursday, 1 p.m. Eastern, right here on talkradio.nyc and all over Facebook and YouTube and Twitter and LinkedIn and Twitch TV. And of course, on Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Local time in Palm Springs, California. And we will be right back to wrap it all up with our guest, Ipek Williamson, in just a moment.
What really drives success in business? Introducing Intangify, the show that explores the intangible assets that create value and growth. I'm Matthew Aspel, your host and an attorney focused on innovation. Join me Fridays at noon Eastern to discover how innovation, culture, and other intangibles shape thriving companies, from startups to established businesses. We'll share strategies to unleash your business's true potential. Tune in live on talkradio.nyc Fridays at noon Eastern and Intangify your business today.
Hey everybody, it's Tommy D, the Nonprofit Sector Connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host a program, Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
So, Ipek, I'm just wondering, from when you started coaching people and guiding people as a meditation advocate to today, have you seen a shift in what people are coming to you for, or is it really all the same thing? Because I know sometimes when we start, it's people show up.
Well, because I love to work.
Yes. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was saying, I don't see much of a change per se, but I found out that because, you know, when you start your career as a coach, you want to see what is my niche and who I am the most beneficial for. But in my case, I changed a few paths and then my niche found me. So it's what I believe anyway. As I said, I like to go for the things that pull me rather than I push to create. So, and then change and uncertainty came to me as my main focus point because especially during COVID, there was so much change and uncertainty going on in the world and people losing their jobs, like getting almost losing their homes and all kinds of situations. So I helped many people go through those hard times and get to the other side with solutions that they come up with through their insights. That's why, for example, my training was, I'm a certified insight coach. What I try to do is helping my clients to come up with their own solutions. Rather than me telling them what to do, I like them to come up with the solutions that are best for them. For that specific situation, so that they learn how to deal with future situations, future problems when they show up. Like I don't like to give them the fish. I want to teach them how to fish. So, there are a few things. Now that we are at the last end of our conversation, before leaving, I want to give a few things, a few tips to the listeners, because it's not easy. It's hard to not know what future holds. And if movie soundtracks have taught us one thing, it's that it can rain. It cannot rain all the time, and the sun will come out tomorrow. But the hard part is knowing how to stay strong until the storm passes. So right. I have a few tips. First of all, I am talking to whoever is listening right now. Accept that some situations are beyond your control. It's easier said than done, of course, but there is a reason why acceptance is the last stage of grief. We have to cycle through all of our other emotions before we reach that point. Denial, anger, bargaining, sadness, all play a role in getting to acceptance. So try to get there. Try to accept. Also, another thing, allow yourself time to grieve and feel all the feelings. I never say, it's okay, it's going to be fine. No, feel your feelings, accept them and sit with it. any loss, be it human, a beloved pet, or even your life savings, can cause grief. And so get mad, feel sad, scream out to the universe that you will do anything to reverse this tragedy. Once you cycled through all your feelings, possibly a few times even, then you will be ready to accept that there are things in this world that you can't control and find your inner strength to face them. Another one that I share is never be afraid of asking for help. Mm. Being strong doesn't mean you never need help. Quite the opposite, actually. It's understanding that sometimes we can't do everything on our own. So recognizing that some problems are too big for one person is one of the best ways to stay strong during tough times. All of us, at some time or other, we need help. And whether we are giving or receiving help, each one of us has something valuable to bring to this world. So be ready to help others and be ready to ask for help. It's not a weakness, it's a strength.
Right.
I always saw it as a strength.
And by showing our vulnerability that we need help actually shows how strong we are, that we're willing to be vulnerable.
Absolutely, absolutely. But one other thing that I really use myself in my own life, and also suggest my clients to do, reframing the negative thoughts, faking happiness. Think about how you can genuinely survive this loss. It's too much to bear. Reframe it to, I have survived losses before and made it through, so I will get through this too. And so it's so in line with what you talked about. And I really love the part that you read about surrender, because I'm a real believer of surrendering to what life brings us rather than trying to push things or control things. Everything happens for a reason. When we see the change or uncertainty or something like a rug pulled out of ourselves, we need to see this is happening for a reason, and it is happening for me, not to me. I am not a victim. Mm-hmm. And I went through many things. I will get through this too, and everything will be okay. I am safe.
Yeah. Wonderful. Well, Ipek, unfortunately, we're coming to the end of the show, and I wanted to make sure you had a chance to let people know how they can get in touch with you. If someone wants to learn more about your work and experience it, how do they find you?
Well, I am everywhere on social media. If they Google my name, Ipek Williamson, I'm all social media outlets. Also, my website is ipekwilliamsoncoaching.com. And I am on Insight Timer. I have live sessions twice a week. And I would love to have everyone joining me on Wednesdays and Sundays.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Ipek. A pleasure to have you on my show today. I hope things go well for you, and I look forward to hearing about your future success as more things come to you naturally.
Thank you so much.
Of course. And thank you, my loyal listeners, for tuning in every week. As always, without you, there is no show. I so appreciate you all. I appreciate all the people who are subscribing to us on Apple Podcasts and leaving us reviews. And just as a reminder, if you missed any part of today's show, you can always catch the replay on talkradio.nyc. And the video you'll find on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn. And you can always find the podcast on Apple and Google and Spotify and Pandora and iHeartRadio and Amazon Music, on all your favorite podcasting platforms. And if there's any podcasting platform that you use that you can't find the Conscious Consultant Hour on, let me know and we will make sure to get it up on there. Thank you all for tuning in. Don't forget, 5 p.m. Eastern time today, Frank Harrison in his show, Frank About Health. And tomorrow, of course, our Friday block of shows, Philanthropy and Focus, always Friday, and Tangify, and our newest show, The Hard Skills with Dr. Mira Brancu, a wonderful, wonderful show. I hope you tune in for that one. Thank you all for tuning in. Take care. We will talk to you all next week.
Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Are you a high-achieving, growth-oriented leader? Are you interested in developing your authentic leadership while creating a healthy, inclusive workplace? Hi, I'm Dr. Mira Brancu, host of The Hard Skills on talkradio.nyc at 1 p.m. Eastern on Fridays, where we discuss how leaders develop the hard skills needed to make a greater impact. We interview experts, have live coaching, and tackle these challenges. Listen to The Hard Skills on Fridays at 1 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
In a post-COVID world, you may have many unanswered questions regarding your health. Are you looking to live a healthier lifestyle? Do you have a desire to learn more about mental health and enhance your quality of life? Or do you just want to participate in self-understanding and awareness? I'm Frank R. Harrison, host of Frank About Health, and each Thursday, I will tackle these questions and work to enlighten you. Tune in every Thursday at 5 p.m. on talkradio.nyc, and I will be Frank About Health to advocate for all of us.
Are you passionate about the conversation around racism? Hi, I'm Reverend Dr. TLC, host of the Dismantle Racism Show, which airs every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc. Join me and my amazing guests as we discuss ways to uncover, dismantle, and eradicate racism. That's Thursdays at 11 o'clock a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.